When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Ellie Molina with us, highly recognized educator. Ellie holds a master's degree in linguistics from NYU, has been educating for four decades. She is the founder of PsyKids, where children and adults learn to develop, trust, and utilize their psychic and intuitive abilities. While residing in Washington State, Ellie co-founded a private school for children where the children used to use more of their minds in a very different manner. She's the creator of Mind Power Consulting and PsyKids. Ellie teaches guides to work with your own powerful intuitive abilities while introducing you to mind power techniques. I'm looking forward to this. Ellie, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning or good evening. Thank you, George.
How did you get involved in this?
I was a child very involved in this, and then it never left me. So from the time I was really young, I was always involved in telepathy, seeing spirits, astrology. And then as an adult, it just started to bleed into my life as a teacher.
And when you're pulling out these abilities in people, children and adults, we've all got the ability to do this, that... But just a lot of us don't know how to do it, right?
Right, right. And what I've noticed is that we're still all surprised by the experiences that we have. We have telepathic experiences. Someone is thinking of us and we think of them at the same time. And we get surprised. And so I'm looking to create this so that we start speaking about our abilities as naturally as we speak about the weather.
I love that feeling, by the way. I love thinking about somebody and then that person calls or you run into them or some kind of situation creates their ability to pop up. I think it's a great feeling, isn't it?
It's lovely. It's very empowering also. And it makes us realize that we're so much more than what we think we are, at least the way that the children and the adults that I work with realize, wow, we have incredible abilities. We need to use these.
I've always said, Ellie, there are no coincidences that these things are happening for a reason. What do you think of that?
I totally agree. Totally agree. And, George, I always think about when things happen to us in life that we look at it as, let's say, signs rather than, coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that are in our frequency, that are drawn to us. They're signs to me. And learning how to navigate them really early and believing that these are signs is a very powerful tool.
Why could some of us and why do some of us do this naturally? I mean, it's almost like we're born to do it. And then others, you really have to teach or pull. Or so there are some people who just never get it.
Yeah, it's true. I equate that in my experience to being musical. So we are all, let's say we all have 10 fingers and we can hear then we all have the ability to play piano, and yet some of us really play piano very, very well, and then other people just struggle to play piano. So it's just, I guess it's kind of one of those abilities, very similar.
Ellie, what causes the block to do these psychic things?
I believe it's fear. I really think it's fear.
What kind of fear? The same as fear as walking around at night behind a corner and somebody's following you, or a different kind of fear?
Oh, you know, George, I never thought of it like that. Perhaps the fear of failure, that one won't be able to do it, or there's a belief system that happened as a child that it's a bad thing to do, it's not something godly, and so there's this block that happens.
Ellie's websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. She's full social. She's all over the place. And when you have talked about the alpha state, what does that mean, Ellie?
So it's the reduced brainwave state that we go into. The brain goes into these four states, alpha, beta, gamma, theta, and they vibrate at different frequencies. So when we're talking right now, for example, conversing and thinking, and we're in this cognitive brain functioning state, we're in a beta higher frequency. And when we're in an alpha state, this is when we meditate and we relax and we lose our, you know, kind of drift away, daydream. The brain slows down. And it's in that space for adults that the information can come through. It's like the veil is thinner.
What is the state that gives us our true intuitive abilities?
I'm going to go with alpha and theta.
Both of them?
Because by the time we're in delta, we're deep asleep.
Yet when you're asleep in the dream state, you can do some psychic things too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And here's the thing. Once people begin to understand that this is all connected, right, the dream world is all connected to the waking world, then we can go in and start working with lucid dreaming, astral projection, precognitive dreams. We can start to do a lot in our dreams.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, have you sometimes woken up from a dream and you don't know if it was a real event or not?
Yes.
I mean, it takes takes you a little bit of time just to get adjusted, just to realize, hey, I was sleeping, it's a dream. But some of it sometimes feels so real, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's true. Or you wake up in the dream and you realize that you're still in the dream. It's like kind of lucid dreaming. You know, you're in the dream. You know you're in the dream, but you think you're awake.
Absolutely. And so what led you to open up the schools, the mind power counseling?
It kind of happened naturally. When I started teaching in New York, I noticed that the kids were really psychic when they were doing these activities together, and it just began to grow. And then in 2005, when The Secret came out and when Betsy Chassie did What the Bleep, I decided that, you know what, if these movies can be shown all over the place, then I can start to use some of this material in the classroom while I'm teaching English. And so I started to bring it into the class, and especially I worked slowly. I used affirmations, and I had the children do affirmations before tests, and in the New York City system, and probably throughout most of the country, we have these assessment exams that we need to teach to. So the tests are very important, and getting high scores for the district is very important. So the kids and I would start with affirmations, like all the answers come easily and effortless to me. Everything I need to know is instantly revealed. And we would go through affirmations weeks in advance every single day. And then by the time the test came, the students performed really, really well. We had the highest scores in the district.
Wow.
On the English language assessment.
If you haven't picked up these abilities by the time you're an adult, The chances are you may never get it because, you know, you can still get it even as a, which means you went through your whole childhood and you didn't have it.
Well, you can still get it as an adult, just a little bit different. It's like, I think of it as learning a language. All right, so there's a window of opportunity that we know exists when it comes to language learning and anything, basically, because of the way that the brain is developing at an early age before puberty. So the same way that somebody may learn a second language very quickly by the time they're 12 to 15, 14, they can still learn the language later as an adult. It will just take a little bit more and a willingness. So if we think, George, about people who do remote viewing is psychic work, no matter what you want to call it.
Absolutely. You know, I agree.
And so look at all the remote viewers who trained themselves, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When adults begin to pick this up, what takes them so long? Why couldn't they do it when they were a kid?
Well, first of all, I think a lot of times it wasn't as easily available. Let's take a look at adults nowadays. So when we were growing up, if anybody's in their 50s and 60s right now, this conversation was still a little taboo back in the day, you know, being psychic.
It was a little woo-woo in those days, wasn't it?
Exactly. And people, it had a bad reputation. It was associated with, I don't know, I was going to say the old-fashioned, look at movies, you know, gypsies and seance.
Witches?
Witches, right? So it wasn't really cool. Oh, they're psychic. Oh, stay away. Run.
Children who have these abilities at an early age, what does that do for them and their abilities? Does it enhance it? I bet it does.
I from what I've seen now, I have kept in contact with a few of the kids, and what I'm seeing is a very high level of confidence. That's the first thing. Then I noticed a very high level of emotional intelligence. And I can circle back to that and show you how this is definitely connected to raising our emotional intelligence. And then, again, consciousness and awareness. And that's connected to emotional intelligence again. So when kids know at a very early age, hey, you know, I can see across time, distance, and space without the use of my eyes, I'm empowered. And if I can do telepathic things very, very often, then I have a certain level of control also of my environment. And so when these kids go for jobs or they decide to establish a career path, there's less monkey chatter and more directed self-talk for these children. And they have more a knowingness. Let's call it that, George. Let's call it the knowingness that what it they want to do is attainable.
Ellie, would you prefer to train and work with kids or adults if you had to pick just one segment?
Oh, if I had to choose?
Yep.
I don't know if I could. I'd want to work with the parents and the adults simultaneously.
Is it fun working with kids like that?
Yeah, they're great, George. First of all, when they come, the kids that come to me want to do this work. They have some back of their parents perhaps are doing work like this, and so they've watched television and movies, and they're eager to do this. So they're excited, and then when they have results, which they have immediately, because that's how it works for kids. It's kind of like an adult going to the casino and then winning the first time. You know, it's always that luck of the first, you know, the first time you do something, you get lucky. And then once the kids start to see how easy this is for them, it just becomes incredibly exciting.
Why does attitude seem to play a huge role in any of this? Psychic abilities, luck, all that. It just seems like the people who are positive and upbeat tend to be the mm-hmm. ones that always, always accomplish these things.
That's true. It really, it is. It's attitude. And we can break it down to energy and frequency, right? If we don't want to get too specific. But if we do look at it from a scientific point of view, the energy that vibrates at the higher frequency makes things work faster, as opposed to the slower frequency, which has it's a slower frequency. It's a heavier frequency.
How?
And so I look at it like this. You know, things are attracted if we're vibrating at a higher electrical frequency, then experiences are going to come at us faster. And for the most part, when we're vibrating higher, this is also the vibration of love and joy and grace. So when we're vibrating at these frequencies, then only good experiences really come at us.
How do you start with an adult to develop their mind power? Let's kind of take me through an event.
Oh, okay. Well, if they come in, let's call it, they come in cold turkey. They've never done anything before. First, I talk to them a little bit, and I start to set the stage of what's possible. And that's always done through stories. And then I'll tell stories about, you know, people who have achieved cool things psychically, who've never, ever done any psychic work before. So newbies, I'll tell a newbie story. And then after the newbie story, I'll go into working with their beliefs and their self-talk. It doesn't take long, just so that people recognize what's going on in their head. Because if somebody's going to start the session with, oh, I can't do this, I know I'm not going to be able to do this, this is not going to work, well, I have to work against that. So then that would be replaced with, all right, let's watch those thoughts and let's have an open mind and say, you know what, I can do this. I will be able to do this. So kind of priming the person for the work. And then through meditation, I put people into an alpha state. That's a deep, you know, the deeper relaxed state. I'll run through a meditation. And then depending on where I'm working with them, if it's in public, let's say in person, then I usually I like to use a treasure chest, George. I have a treasure box. And I put something in the treasure box. It could be an item. It can be an image. And then I have people, I guide them into the treasure box to see what's inside. And then they go, they have their pencils and their crayons and their paper, and they start to draw what they see or what they feel. And then I reveal the target, and you know what? The first time that people do this, there's such a high accuracy rate, it's uncanny.
And again, attitude and positivity means a lot, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So if anybody goes into these sessions with, you know what, I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it, and it's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. What makes somebody come to you in the first place? What do they want to do?
Curiosity. Oh, well, people come to me, first of all, they usually come to me for psychic readings, honestly, okay? That's where they come from, because that's how I started. I started working in the psychic realm when I was really young, and I did it. I was a closet psychic. So what that meant is that I would go to school and teach, and then I'd come home and I'd have clients, and then I'd have clients on the weekends. And then I worked for the Long Island Psychic Fair, which is where John Edwards worked.
Right.
But I missed him by like a year. He left and I got there. But by some of my colleagues at the Psychic Fair, they knew him and they always spoke about how fabulous he was. And so I worked psychically for many, many years. I was also a California psychic. Those are California psychics are the psychics that are online. And
I've seen that. Students. Yeah, they're all over the place, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, it's a huge international company. So I worked as a California psychic for many years under a few different pseudonyms. And then I was still teaching. So that's pretty much how that's how people come to me first. They come first for psychic readings.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.